time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're looking forward to having another great night right here on the show. Tonight we'll be talking about the preparation before the performance. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community to express our thoughts as it impacts this industry of music. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, and help us to guide ourselves through this so we can help others. In Jesus' name, as we pray, amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about the preparation of the preparation before the performance, you know. The music business, there is a theme as far as when your performance is concerned. A great performance will give you a great preparation will give you a great performance, pretty much. The things you do prior to that performance could determine a successful and or a failed performance. In preparation of some of the key things, consider these things. You got to make sure you know your time, the date, the location of the event, how to get there. Your map quest in advance. These are things that you need to do. Hook up with the sound engineer. Check out your mics. Engage the stage and know how you're going to work your plan and orchestrate the band in position in which you always practice. And there are other things that we will be discussing tonight, but those are just a few bullet points that I'd like to point out now. Raw Dog, welcome to the show. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good evening. And you know what? I think we can just sign off. You've told them everything.
Okay. We're good to go.
Hey, it's Memorial Weekend. We covered everything, put a lid on it, and now we can go and party. No, but I think you've got a good subject up here tonight. I don't even think that they have an idea, you know, of, well, let's put it like this. They always used to say, this phrase, you have to have your, let's use the word stuff. You have to have your stuff together. Now, you know, I don't know if they know what that means or how that even fits into the live performance. You know, and it's the things that they probably didn't realize are important to their road to success as an entertainer. So I think you've got a real good subject here because I've got a few things that I want to lay on them, you know, and let them know. And I'm sure you've got questions and all kinds of good things, and I'm sure you got the roadway swept so the bus can roll over me. But we're going to work on it, and I got to give you kudos. You know, I researched
Raw
what
Dog
you
giving
said.
Me kudos? What do you mean?
Yeah. Because the last show, you mentioned that doing cover songs, you actually are supposed to have permission. And it is considered a copyright infringement. But I think that's one of the rules, like, you know, tie your horse up in front of the you know, the police department for free. You know, the old blue rules, because the groups have been doing cover songs ever since I can remember and never, ever had to ask for permission or pay a fee. You know, so, you know, I made a good living on throwing cover songs out there. and never knew that you were supposed to pay a fee to do the song. So I'm glad you brought that up. Kudos to you for stirring the mud in the water when we tell them to go out and you know, to do cover songs and live performances. So I don't know how we cover that one with them because of the fact that whenever I've gone out and I played or I went and listened to people that I know play, they did cover tunes. I don't know if that's something that when you experienced also.
Well, I'll tell you this, Rodolph. I had the pleasure. I'm sitting, you know, I'm sitting at Starbucks today, and I meet a lot of good people there. And today, I actually met this guy who told me today he had a pretty blessed path. His name is Benton E. Callwood. And we got into a conversation, and we went over the preparation before the performance. He actually had the opportunity, after singing at a church, this lady loved what he did, so she tracked him down. Little beknown to her, to him, I meant, this lady owned 3 islands and was really, really wealthy. She gave him an opportunity. He's now getting paid. He was able to quit his day job because of his preparation and actually went full-time in singing in the ministry of music. Now he sings around the world. And he had the opportunity, he's having the opportunity to grow. And we actually touch based on this topic today. And I was really impressed with some of the things that he had to share with me. And he said one of the key things that somebody pointed out to him was being loyal, be punctual, and keeping your word, making sure you follow up with what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. And because he was punctual and always on time, it led him to from one event to the next event, and his audience has grown into the millions. His preparation, he told me the first thing he does when he go out to meet, he go meet with the sound engineer. And he meet with those sound people so he can get everything together before he go out on his performance, make sure the sound system is in check. His microphones, he tests his microphones because he actually has, and I got a chance to actually listen to his gift of singing. He projects extremely well. And really, he could do it without a mic. But then as the place get big and bigger, size get bigger, you need your mics. You know, I don't care how good you can do it. Well, he goes to test it, so he tests the range, his range against the mic. He goes, you know, he want to make sure his band, he has a full ensemble, like you always tell us, to have your band. He do have that. And he got to make sure everything is mic'd. He does it. He and his team do it prior to the performance. Somebody once told him, 10% of it is your voice. And then 90% of it is the reflection of your life, of how you do things and conduct yourself as a business. That's what that said. What's your thoughts? Let's bring in Twyla. I see you there, Twyla. You thought we was going to let you get away with it.
You just couldn't let me stay right in the cut.
Right.
I just
check
wanted to just listen.
It's Spicy Friday.
Yes, hello. Good evening, everybody.
Hello. Check Poetic. It's Spicy Friday.
How you doing, Twyla?
I'm doing
good
fine.
Good evening.
It's great.
Twyla. Huh?
What'd you say, Poetic?
I said good evening, Twyla.
Oh, yes. Good evening. Good evening to you. Good evening to everybody.
Well, okay, I'll be everybody.
Yeah,
Raw
Dog.
You just can't say good evening, Raw Dog. You got to say good the rest.
Good
uh-oh, I told you I was on that list, Poetic.
Yeah, you on it.
Yeah,
you definitely
from
on
last
it.
Last show.
Yes. Well, you wanted to get on it, right?
Not really.
Did you want
not
to get
sorry.
On it?
No, I don't like it.
I mean, we could arrange to get off, get you off of it.
Uh-oh.
Negotiations can go on, right?
And
you know, I just feel like when you get on it, there's something that can be done to get you off. Yeah, always work something out.
All right.
All right.
You know, I'm listening.
Everything's okay, Raw Dog?
Oh, yeah. This is Mellow Friday for me, but this is Spicy Friday for Poetic.
Spicy Friday.
Oh, okay.
So what's your thoughts, Twyla?
There you go, Poetic.
Preparation, you know, I agree with everything you just said. Said that what the young man has said, like that's wonderful. I mean, that's just in general. I mean, with you know, being on time and you know, I mean, all of that shows who you are, your character, your personality. I mean, who you are. So I mean, that's all important. So important. Like I said, I was just basically enjoying y'all just listening. But yes, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I think you always need to come up with something. You know, preparation. I mean, just something to relax you or get you prepared to go on stage. You know, and just having your mind cleared and I mean, just whatever you need, whatever that works for you. Get you, you know, ready to do what you need to do.
I agree with her.
So you guys are going
to
have agreement across the board with everybody and all of this stuff. All right, Rob.
Well, let me say this.
Go ahead.
Oh, can I stir the pot?
Stir the pot, sir.
Okay, listen to this. Okay. I can appreciate the person you met and, you know, and understand it because, you know, it being in the music industry, it has its different avenues, okay? Now, playing in the circuit that he's playing in, which you said was gospel music, and knowing how some of those venues or events, how they set them up, I understand, you know. But, you know, let's put it like this. Okay, now, I'm going to say it like this. Okay, maybe I was lazy. I needed roadies. I needed a equipment guy that was in charge of the roadies with a blueprint so he could set the stage up. I also needed the monitoring system, whether we were going to go radio. You know, now they have radio, but at the time it was monitors coming back so you could hear yourself because venues, acoustics generally suck unless you're getting into a set platform. You know, so what happens is that the artist, you can't hear yourself unless you've got the monitors coming back in the right position. And that blueprint is the blueprint to what the setup on stage for the bass player, the drummer, the percussionist, the keyboardist, the lead guitar, the horns, you know, the background singers, the lead singers. And, yes, there's a sound check, but there's an equipment list of how many microphones you're going to need. And it already is set up on who's going to be mic'd, you know. So it's a blueprint with a bunch of instructions because you're resting up for the performance that evening. If you're getting involved in everything that's going on, you're going to find out that, you know, after the event, you're taking out the equipment, You know, I did that when I started, and I realized what I didn't like, and I realized what I needed to do, so I didn't have to do that. You know, it's really, you know, I understand. You got to stick your foot out there, so you're going to understand how many different individuals to make it a true journey in this music industry with longevity. You know, some places are upstairs, some places are downstairs, some places have loading ramps, some places the stage is quite big, but the acoustics in the place are terrible. And you've got to accommodate the acoustics so that the band can actually, or the performers can hear the position of the music that they're in. Because if you remember one thing, amplifiers have a front end and music goes forward. And you really don't hear it go past you. You hear it as it hits the back wall and it's coming back at you. So what you have is a delay effect. And without the monitors, you don't have the position of the music that you're really in, because you can play something, it can go through something, but then when does the sound of the position or the note that you just hit come to your ears? And unless you're monitored and what have you, you know, you need all of that, you know. But I would say the gospel circuit, and I've been watching a lot of hip-hop artists that are in the gospel circuit. It's a good, clean circuit. You know, you don't find many janky promoters doing events, gospel events. I can't say all, but, you know, the percentage, I believe, is lower. And let me say, you're in an atmosphere of people that are really going to embrace your performance, because you have a chance to actually perform for people. There's no alcohol. Remember that. They're not drinking in church. They're there to hear the actual talent that's going to be presented to them. And I've heard some outstanding singers and performers in the gospel circuit, and they eat and live very well. They get paid very, very well, and they're amongst a lot of good people. Very few people carry guns into gospel events. Very few people cut people in gospel events. And I got to say one more thing. And the time of the event is generally at a quality hour. Okay, what?
So you trying to tell me serve alcohol at the church? What's wrong with these people?
Oh, we see what you got in your inside coat pocket.
Hold on a second, Ronald. 678-637. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. Would you like to, and what's your comment, question, or statement that you'd like to add to the topic? You now have the floor.
What's going on, everybody? It's Dominique from Atlanta.
Dominique, what's happening, brother?
Not too much. I know I've been asking for a while, but I said I'd call and chime in on the show tonight.
All right, Dominique.
The first thing I want to say, the brother that just got done talking about the gospel events, he is absolutely correct. Now, the only thing I would take away from gospel events sometimes, especially here in the South, they never start on time. They start late, but they'll go super old. If they can get their timing correct, gospel events can really be something. I told them, if you get in a hurry, don't go to a gospel event. But you have to have talent nowadays with gospel. Because at least gospel, they know sound check, they know their stuff, it's more organized, and the artists come prepared to entertain, deliver a song, deliver the word. Sometimes their performances are riveting. Unfortunately, in the hip-hop industry, I'll say people don't know how to hold the microphone. They're too busy trying to hold their pants up while they're trying to perform. They're trying to rap to somebody else's beat. Sometimes they forget their own words, their own lyrics. They're too busy trying to pop a bottle, think that's cute, think they're entertaining somebody. And the stage presence is horrible. And then they get mad after they get off the stage. Hey, Charlie, what about my CD? No, I don't want to buy your CD. I ain't even enjoy your performance. I'm telling you, they'll tell them that. They get mad at me saying that. Because if you perform terrible, I can only imagine how you sound on that CD. That's just me.
Well, ask him, do you think that that's why that they charge hip-hop artists, the promoters, to perform? Because there's so many, they don't know, they're just putting on talent.
That's a good question. I know I don't believe in this whole pay-to-play stuff, but when it comes to hip-hop, the hip-hop promoters, too many of them are doing it as a hustle. They just think that that's just take over a club, make a Florida skin color, put some women that you know that won't be in the club on the Florida food guys come out, and everybody comes there to see this terrible event. It's not really, these people that do the hip-hop events are more amateurs, in my opinion, to where they don't take time to vet the artists, listen to their music, watch them come out and perform. It's just, hey, you come there, you know, you ain't got to sign up, just meet me at the club at 10 o'clock, I'll put your name on the list and just be on the stage. But then, at that time at night, folks are not really paying attention to you. So, hip-hop, they need to take the professionalism of the gospel circuit and apply it to their events. And it's just so many hip-hop events to the point, after a while, it's all one big blur. Now, you want to see a good open mic or a good talent showcase? The rock genre and the country genre do an excellent job. I definitely tell any hip-hop artist, go to one of those events and see how well it's put on. Talk to the artist, see what they even talk to the promoter, and you will see a world of difference. See how much you're being pimped.
Now, you said something that just intrigued my mind. You said it becomes a bore. Is that what you said there, Dominique?
That's exactly what he said, Poetic.
It becomes a bore.
It becomes a bore because it's so what the performance that you see is just about typically across the board the same performance by all the artists. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. It's not different where gospel artists can really, they all sing, rap, and dance with Jesus, but they know how to really make it different to where, wow, I haven't heard nobody come up with a song like that or seen nobody do something like that. Whereas with the hip-hop, they wear the same clothes, they use where the popular beat that's out there, and it's used about money, cash, women, cars, and drugs. So, nobody talks like
so
beer
so
relative
it's the same
to country
it's the same story. It's the
same,
same old story. So what you're saying that there is a lack of an originality, to sum it up in a nutshell.
Right. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, now ask him, is that originality also, does he feel it because they're all just the artist and the DJ and there's no real show of to be entertained by someone that's going to show you that the musical side? Because most gospel events or performances have an accompanying musician with them, either a piano player, an organ. They're going to give you their backing so that you feel as though you're being entertained. I ask him, does he think that it's because the DJ and the artist, it's just no longer enough to support attention to consider being entertained? Because, you
I would
know,
say
hey.
This. I would say this. Guys, I want to let everybody know as a disclaimer, Poetic didn't tell Dominique to come over here and support.
No,
Rod
but hey,
but anyway, it worked out that way.
Let's help these
young
folks evolve.
I'm always on your guys' side, but hey, this is what it is. It's the, I mean, if it's the truth, it's the truth. They are speaking trying to wake you guys up to understand that, hey, if your show has been seen before, and I'm going to tell you my personal opinion, guys, I'm seeing the same thing in pop. It's all the Jonas Brothers, all of these people, all of the what's taking place in the Disney thing, it's all the same thing. But like you say, in the gospel circuit, it is a little different, but the gospel circuit kind of take the back seat when it comes to mainstream.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a question.
What?
You said the Jonas Brothers. You listen to their song?
Man, I got kids.
No, I didn't ask you that. I asked you, did you just listen to their song?
No, I just see stuff out there. That, I mean,
No. I'm asking you is this.
Wow.
Did you see a live performance of the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, yeah, I have. I have seen live performance.
And what did you notice about them?
I mean, they give a great show, Rodolfo.
That's not what I'm asking you. What did you notice about the
Jonas
Brothers?
You tell me what you want to hear.
Okay. I'm gonna give you guys two live performances on YouTube. One is just comparison of the Jonas Brothers. What they showed you was in a pit behind the Jonas Brothers. They had other musicians playing their song. Okay, they were accompanying them while they were doing the live performance. So, how many is there? Three of them or four of them? Well, there were more musicians to do their music. And they were behind them. Now, Robert Plant blew my mind because he had a round stage. Now, this stage revolved in a circle, and they kept changing their musical musical instruments. They would rise out of the middle of the stage, and one of his fellow musicians would go over and grab it and switch his instrument. And these guys were so good that I can only say you only have to watch it once in a lifetime to gauge a performance. I mean, you know, we're talking about trying to help the hip-hop artists, but the one thing that we have to tell them, they're trying to become or should be thinking that they want to be an entertainer. And whether you're doing gospel, rock, R&B, you know, all the different genres. You know, if we go to Daft Punk, they wear a costume. If we go to Deaf Mouse, he wears a costume. If we go to people like the Temptations and what have you, they have their costume. You know, the successful artist. That Flavor Flav was with. What group was he with? Come on, Poetic, you know. Say it.
Public Enemy, brother. Public Enemy.
And they were very successful. Okay. Yes. Now Flavor Flav had a costume.
But they were very entertaining to watch.
Well, but see, that's what I'm trying to tell
they,
you.
They had a lot of movement on that stage, and they also had a band. A lot of color.
They also had a band.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is this. The formula hasn't changed in entertaining people. It kind of got shortchanged when the DJ was the only one to come out with the hip-hop artist. But that was okay because that was acceptable for a period of time. We out of that time now.
Dominique,
what you got to say to that?
I see where this is going, to where, like you said earlier, pop has started to kind of follow the hip-hop trend, especially because you have that crossover appeal, to where they're starting to be a little bit repetitive. But at the same time, it's like everybody's doing the same thing. It's kind of like, you know, this is what's hot. You got to do it this way. But after a while, we get tired of seeing the same thing. The people who are really music connoisseurs, those that will pay for a show, they will, if I don't give you $5 to $100, if you go to a house club, one of those house music DJ performances, those things start $200 up. they're going to make that thing so worthwhile to the point it's an experience. You can't wait to go back. You really felt like it was you were entertained. But just to pay $5 to go to a hip-hop talent showcase to hear everybody rap about the same thing I heard rap about, half these folks, when they yell at the mic, it sounds so buzzed because they don't know how to hold a microphone. Why won't pay for that? And then I'm in a club that's already don't have no air conditioning. Folks in there busting, and then I have to pay $10 to park in the rough side of town. So why am I going to put myself through that? And then the promoter that don't know how to promote the event, I see more at the artists, and you can tell what artists brought the people with them. It's a disaster. I mean, why am I going to sit there through a poorly executed performance? And this is why you can't make money. If you're going to the same raggedy club week in and week out, and you think you rock the house, but all you're doing is rocking the same people over and over. And after a while, they're going to stop coming. And they're going to go somewhere else. So, I mean, and then don't even get me started about some of these clubs that got a terrible sound system. Or somebody that think they know all your engineering, and they really don't. I was at one place when we tried to do the event. The DJ got there an hour late. Luckily, I knew how to work stuff. But she get mad at me because I'm touching your stuff. I said, dude, this event will start at 8 o'clock. Hey, you are showing up at 9 o'clock. You ain't even dressed. You got all the white beard, a pair of basketball shorts. So how am I supposed to work with this? This is why hip-hop has got to get back to how it used to be. It's just now there's too many people look at this as a game, as a hustle. This is cute. This is fun. They don't look at hip-hop as an art form. And hip-hop is an art form, but it's being degraded by these $2 rappers.
Well, you know, there's also
right.
a point. You know, when you hire someone, and let's just say you're going to pay a decent amount of money, okay? Let's say you've got $500 to spend on a group, okay, or a someone to entertain, okay? Most hip hop artists can't do a 45 minute set or an hour and a half set. They've got a couple of songs, and that's it. You know, when you start talking about, you know, those that are paying money to be entertained, even on the gospel circuit, the gentleman that you talked about, Poetic, he's not setting up all that stuff for one song. See, what you have to understand is that you've got to be able to give and put in the time entertaining. You know, it's how do you keep them wanting more after 45 minutes of hearing you? You know, that's where, you know, the gentleman with the gospel group, he's probably got outstanding musicians on stage with him.
And let's talk
locked
about that
in and rocking.
And let's talk about it with that when we come back. I totally have to agree with you. But there's a point in time where we just got to break just for a moment to let you guys know that what Hip Hop National do. We want to connect with your music. We need you to send it in at www.hiphopnational.com. We do now have a mixtape, and we're taking mixtape submissions. Please make sure you hit us up and select mixtape submission. And set yourself up for an interview. These things that we want to connect with you on. We want to hear your story, and we want you to share it with our audience right here on Hip Hop National Radio. All right, guys, we'll be back in just a moment. Go to one commercial, and we'll be right back. We'll be back in just after these details.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from Hip Hop National partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National. Tonight we're talking about the preparation before the performance. And I want to ask you guys, when it comes to preparation, you know you guys are artists, you do your thing. Rodo, you was talking about this group. Now, you think this group that, let's say, he had got this opportunity, do you think before the event that they still take the time to prep themselves by singing the song selections, knowing the order of the song selection, to make it practice, make it perfect, so they'll know and be in sync, syncopation with one another, so that they do a good performance? Do you think this is something that they take into consideration before taking it to the stage? I'm going to open up yours first, Rodo, because I left off with you and you were saying something. You can say what you got to say, but please answer that question.
All right, I'll answer your question. That's a good question. Now, let me say this to you. Every group that gets together, and when they're going out in the beginning of performing live for people, and I'm talking about the early stages of their career as a team, a group. Yeah, they're going to have. That last day, let's see if we're on it. You know, before the performance, probably they'll meet up before they go to the venue, just so they can get a head count. they know everybody got it's in a caravan, so we're all going to get there, and you know nobody's locked up in jail. All of those things, and yeah, you can go through a possible, mental trip. But remember, your equipment's already set up at the place. Okay, so the sound check, basically, you've gone through that, earlier in the day. You haven't played your set. You've just gone through hearing because you've got monitors set up. But see, now, you're talking about rehearsing for this moment at least 6 months. How long was Michael Jackson rehearsing for his when he died? You see what I'm saying? See, the real is the real, and if you think you can cut corners, it's not like that. I wish it was.
And that rehearsal, regardless of in your sleep, rehearsal is still necessary to make sure you have a perfect performance. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, okay.
Still won't make a perfect.
All right, you've got stages of putting your performance together, okay? One is the music, okay? So you've got to make sure the music is locked, okay? Then you've got to put the voices on top of it. Then you've got to know your settings and what have you, and all of that. So you've made a chart, okay? Just a chart, a physical piece of paper saying, hey, the key is G, blap, hey. And the name of the song, okay? You're putting it together. You put the music, you put the vocals, and then you put the choreography and those type of nuances. Those are the last things, And so the whole process, when I say 6 months, it is 6 months. And you're talking probably practicing 5-6 days a week, depending on the level of the musicians. Okay, some think it doesn't take as long as that. I've known groups that they'll say 6 months. That's a short part of time. It depends on the qualifications of the individual musicians. Okay, and so as a unit, 6 months to get the performance choreographed, memorized, your setup, your dynamics, your wardrobe, and you're on.
Dominique, what's your thoughts?
Well, any performance, you have to, whether you're doing this for exposure only or whether you're doing this for pay, needs to be the same quality performance. This is your brand that's on the line. And you got to make sure you're perfect the craft to where you know how to do it with a track, know how to do it with live music, know how to do it in the midst of technology failure, just like they teach you in business. if you can't upload your PowerPoint, your presentation, you still should have it in your head to be able to deliver what you got to deliver to your audience. Because you never know what's going to happen. If you want to sign up for this event, you got to at least make sure that, first, what's on a sound check. If they don't have a sound check, you should be very concerned about that. How are they going to get your track? Do you submit the track to you via email? Do I have to give it to you personally? These are things that you must ask yourself when you look at the event. That way, take a look at the venue before you perform at the event. See what it looks like, if you can go in and see what side talent is, see if it's worth your time. That way, everything should be in the event. And the last thing I would even add to this is, even your outfit must reflect your performance and reflect your branding, depending on the type of hip-hop artist that you are. I know everybody's wearing the button-downs, the tie and jeans, the high tops now, or some people kind of wear the chains or look at the mohawks in their hair, but you got to really reflect that in who you are, and you can't get stage fright either. And you know you haven't perfected that stage performance, you may look against some vocal coach. But sometimes some folks just don't know how to hit those notes, and you got to be able to do something besides to stand there too. Some performers back in the day could sing, dance, rap at the same time. It was something that they made it memorable. You got to have that audience craving for more when you get off that stage.
Raw Dog said something very interesting to me earlier. And Twyla, I'm just get your feedback. I know that they're getting a little intricate, and you say you come here at times to just learn. But I wanted to get your input on what you've heard so far that you acknowledge when you do see a performance.
Well, I mean, I'm listening to what y'all were saying, and I figure before they do the actual performance, like these people, they're a group of people that have already been working together. Like before they actually go wherever they're going to go to perform, they should pretty much know their cue and what they need to do, right? But I know that once you get in there that you have to, you know, that you do want to kind of, you know, do some practice or whatever to see if y'all kind of, you know, in sync and got it together. Well,
that was very good.
I appreciate that. We know that you got to practice. I don't know. I'm just enjoying.
That's okay. I'm going to let you listen.
So.
I just wanted to get some input from you. Now, Raw Dog said something very important to me, guys. He said something about choreography, which was one of the things that I wanted to bring up. Okay. I have seen some nice choreographed dancing that accommodate the stage without the band, be honest with you guys. I've heard it with the track and the artists. They have done, they're doing a nice choreographed dance, and they're giving you a full live show.
Yeah.
They know what part of the song to be in cue with, at what part of the stage that they need to be, and their delivery is right on point. They're connecting with the audience, and they're engaging.
Let me say something to that.
Yes.
Now, you remember with Hammer, when his dancers, and, oh, my God, I thought they were the best. And you remember how they actually really entertained. I mean, you know, he was definitely an entertainer other than, you know, him singing and whatever, but that group, that the dancers, the girls and whatever, they were awesome. And they actually got the crowd going. So I thought that they were really good and entertaining. I mean, I think it was a lot of groups that, but I always thought Hammer and his whole group of people were really great.
And don't get me wrong, to me, Hammer brought a full pack, entertaining, high energetic show.
Yeah.
And they gave you explosions on stage.
Yeah.
They backflips. They actually did it all. On stage.
they
gave you a good show.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I mean, they may have had the band in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest with you, with so much going on their stage.
That's
I don't remember.
True. To where, even though the music, we can say, okay, the music was great, but overall, you got lost. You didn't think about the band because the performance just took, you just focused on that. You know? Your
so
focus
is that
was
also
definitely on
far removed? Is that also changing? Has that paradigm has shifted that's no longer necessary?
What's no longer necessary?
I'm going to you, Rodolph. The
what's
choreography,
so long and necessary?
I'm going to you. The choreography of the dance.
Well, let's put it like this. Okay. You said MC Hammer, and okay, let's mark him down as the dancing showman, and that's what the show showed you. Okay? An original. Okay. Someone else to do it? Lady Gaga. She's got her own type of show. Nicki Minaj, she's got her own type of show. Everybody here, anybody seen George Clinton when they were Parliament Funkadelic? He had his own show. So you got to bring them your own show. I mean, how many movies are the same movie, you know, with the same... The same script and the same words could you see over and over with just different people doing it? Yeah, see, that you start to then understand that that's part of the show, the uniqueness, the originality, not the carbon copy, you know? So when we start talking about, you know, what this one brought and that one brought, and we start putting it together, we're only going to name those that were outstanding and different from each other. And that makes the memory bank warm and fuzzy because then you've been entertained. You saw something different every time.
But that's what it's all about, right? I mean, when you say
Yeah, but if you don't want to have, how many James Browns could you have taken? The original, and then everybody copying him for the next, five shows.
But you can
You've gotten tired.
Yeah, but,
see,
I mean, so, who actually does that? I mean, we have people who take bites off his style. I mean, Michael and Usher and all of them. I mean, they have their own twist.
There you go. Similar, but different.
Mm-hmm. But different, yeah.
Yeah, see, so let's just put it like this. Similar is okay, but they were still different. And therefore,
yeah, sure.
You say they were in the same category. But now there was only one James Brown, you know,
yeah.
One
mm-hmm.
Usher, okay,
mm-hmm.
and one Chris Brown, okay, and one Michael Jackson. So there's room at the top. Bless your heart for pointing that out, because there is room at the top, you know. So when we start looking at this, it's not like it's closed, but you got to bring it. You've got to hit a standard of entertaining in the consumers out here, so that they will pay the money. That will be a 20,000 seat event. Think in that manner. Think in the point that you're working to get a standing ovation, which says we want more. You always leave them wanting more. Just out of greed, not because you didn't give it to them in the show.
Dominique, what's your thoughts?
Well, if it's not memorable, I mean, what's the point of doing it? You have to give them something where you never know who's in that audience, whether it's a new fan, somebody to buy your music, event producer, a promoter, or whoever. It's is your chance to shine. And if you're not doing it to where they know that's you, to where that's your brand, that's your thing, you do get lost in the crowd. And that's why you have to have that originality now.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said, we had the James Browns. We had the Chris Browns. You had the Involve. You had the Escapes. You had the Run DMC. So everybody had something that made them stand out. And even TLC, the way how they used to dress, and they slowly evolved their look. And that's the same thing that we need to accept these artists. If you can't do it, then don't do it at all. I mean, this is why, and we talked about this on previous shows, you've got to really constantly treat your, this is a business. This ain't a game. This ain't fun. This ain't cute. This is a business. When you go out there, this is the people's chance to really hear what you sound like. And the first impression is the lasting impression. That's why you got to make sure everything's on point. Some venues, you just can't perform that. Just because you know how that
is. In the performance, everybody for years, as it's been performing, have always took something from somebody else. So even though you're not really trying to say, oh, you need to be original, you need to, but no matter what, every time you review these performances, they always have, and they'll share their stories of who they kind of, you know, really pattern their lives or their dance or their performance, their singing or whatever. So it's like this is going to go on forever. I don't care who comes up next. You may come up and become, you know, a fantastic singer or a performer, but without a doubt, you're going to take something from somebody else. You're not going to come out just being that person. I mean, even James Brown, quite sure, he had a story. And all the rest that was before him. So I don't know.
I got to agree with you, Twyla. It's okay that it is, they do take something, a little piece from here and there. But when you copy them, you take a piece of it and make it your own and make it with your own twist that makes it different.
I think you have to be careful in copying. Because one thing people, and then when it's exposed, when we can see it and notice that you're actually trying to take on that person, that's dangerous. I don't think that's good because I don't think people like that. They really like.
That's when we realize
they really
that
want
you're
to,
just a copycat.
Yeah.
You're not
and to me, it's irritating. Like, and when I watch people who actually, like, you can actually see they're trying to be that person. And it's so sad. And usually, I don't think they really get a chance to go where they
possibly could win. Michael Jackson started doing his thing, how many Michael Jacksons we start having thereafter?
It wasn't too many.
Well,
really.
It was just about everybody.
You know what the funniest thing was?
Wow. And kicking their
poetic. You know what was funny, if you remember, was when... Donnie Osmond's, the Osmond family. There was a song came out, One Bad Apple Don't Spoil the Whole Bunch Scare. Just give me one more chance. And everybody thought it was the Jacksons. And for what I heard, that they had kind of helped them out with this song. And it sounded just like Michael and them, you know, Michael and them. And to me, it was just core. We enjoyed the song. I ain't going to tell no lie because we thought it was the Jacksons until we found out that it was actually the Osmond family. And I'm like, why are they trying to sound like Michael and them? And it was just because that wasn't their style.
Mike and them was hot.
That was the only song.
They were trying to connect with what that whatever formula that they were using to draw that.
Oh, he used the word formula.
Oh,
oh Lord, thank you, Jesus.
But you know what, that formula.
Brother John had
stories. I'm going to try to use that word too, poetic.
Now, I got to say this, whether you're aware of it or not. There are formulas and blueprints and patterns that are duplicate of someone else that you can use.
Model after, but not
you
after.
Can. Well, let's put it like this. No, I don't think model is the word I use, because it is a formula. It's a formula. And what I want you to understand about it is that you can even write it out and say, okay, what was outstanding about James Brown? He had a horn section, and he had this rhythm, and he had guitar on top, bass, main drive, drum. He had drum percussions, and he had keyboard. Okay, who were the strong people in that formula? And then you build it around them, and then you put in a point of dynamics on how he did his performance and the dancing and the choreography that was used, and then you have James Brown. Now, will it be as good as James Brown? No. Okay? Because he had an energy and a character of who James Brown it was, and step to me, I have more to show you, okay? Because his shows each time were never the same. They were different. If he had a show in Washington State tonight, he'd do that. He'd go somewhere else. They might have the same song list, but he conducted the dynamics in his song in moving the people. James Brown would take his hand and say, okay, now bring it on down now. And he they'd ride.
Mm-hmm.
And he would then do a monologue talking to people and bringing them into the rhythm and what have
mm-hmm.
you, and making them feel part of this experience. Remember, I used to tell you when you play, you want people to say that you had to be there to hear it. Yeah, wow, it ain't easy raising you, but you're coming along. The word formula came out of your mouth.
Rondo, you are on point. You are on point. It is amazing how, man, I think you got telepathy. Because I can tell you like this, I was going to go into audience engagement. How important is it? How important is it to bring about your personality, to verbally engage them, saying, hello, everybody. I know you guys came out for a good time tonight, and tonight we're going to give you a show. I want to tell you right here on Good Time Tonight, we got my boy Tom, and over here we got Raw Dog on the drum set. We got Dr. AT on the DJ set, or whatever. How important is that to bring
well, where
out
am I?
Hey,
Poetic, can I ask
yes.
a question? Where am I at in the band?
We got Twyla making sure.
I got Twyla.
No, you got Twyla leaving the stage.
No. I got Twyla up there and would say, and Twyla. Ow! You know what to do after that.
Get out.
Yeah, so guys, you walk off stage. They're going
to
applaud
important
you.
Is it to engage that audience and bring in that personality to show them? Because a lot of people get, don't get me wrong, and I've witnessed this, that the artists come out on stage, they go straight into the track, and you never even knew their name. You never even knew who they was other than the introduction by the MC.
Wow.
I guess that goes back into stage presence and stage delivery. Like Erykah Badu and Jill Scott, they knew how to talk to the audience. They knew how to kind of warm up the audience either the DJ or the MC introduced them. They had their own little spiel that they did the way you knew who this was. And if you get out there, you turn your music on, you just don't know how to just warm the crowd up yourself. You jump right into it. It's like, yeah, we get it. Unless it's something that really got us moving, and you're telling us your name and the track. Like, there are some artists that know how to throw their name out there. They're doing it as part of their song, part of their act. And at this time, they get up there, they perform, thank you very much, they go sit down, and we forget who you are. To where if you can't bring that energy out of performance, then don't perform. I mean, it's all about I've seen artists, that's why they like to be in the green room before they, their own room, their own spaces. They get their mind psyched up how they want to really turn this crowd out. Really say, I want to own this crowd. This crowd's going to know who I am by the time I get down before.
But you know what? The crowd can tell the difference. Now, there's some people, you can have a person who's coming with their energy, but sometimes you can feel that they're not actually feeling what they're trying to bring. You know, sometimes you know how you perform it, what they're doing, it's just, it becomes natural. You know, when somebody's performing and it's just strictly natural. But then there's people who, I have seen people who tries to hype the crowd, want to hype the crowd and want the crowd to get into them, but they're actually are not totally feeling comfortable in themselves. So people can pick up that they're not, to them, they seem, they can see through them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Where they can basically see through.
I understand, and they will be able to interject with you when you come back.
When you real, when you yeah, when you actually real, and you when you feel and you know you're strictly being you and giving them, I mean, you basically being you and just delivering your music in the way that you do it. People can, I say, real recognize real.
It's
you can, you can see it.
That's absolutely true. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. The preparation before the performance, and Twyla just said real, recognize real. People can see when you are being true to your craft. So when we come back, we're gonna talk about that for a moment. And y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, the preparation before the performance. And as we were going out, Twyla said, real, recognize real, being true to the performance. I got to really agree with it. I want to get you guys' intake on what she was saying. And I want to start off with John Lowe. We hadn't had a chance to speak with John. John, welcome to Hip Hop National tonight. Boom. Tell me, what do you think, sir?
How y'all doing, man? Sound like y'all having a great time, man. You
know, yes, sir.
You know, the key point is dealing with your performance. Your performance is the key to your success out there on that stage. Your performance, you know, that's going to be the key right there. Like I say, people are going to feel if you real or not, you know, because if you're out there, you're not really feeling it, you're just doing a show, you know, just to get, you know, just waiting to finish the show, get it over with so you can go to the next gig or not, you know. People can tell if you put your heart into it, you know, and that's the key factor in your performance out there, trying to get the audience involved in what you're doing and stuff like that, you know. Because just like, you know, she said, you know, real, recognize real. And for the upcoming artists, you know, they need to learn about their stage presence, you know, how to present themselves and stuff like that, and how to get the crowd involved in it, because that's what they're going to, you know, be speaking about, you know, their performance. Man, they did a great job. You know, they got us hyped, and I can really, you know, connect to them, what they were saying and stuff like that. And then, you know, just instead connecting to the music, but connect to the person that performed. And I think that is the biggest part they're missing in the performance now with artists out there. But that is the most important.
I have to say this. When you were saying connect with the audience, I'll be honest with you, I used to go to a lot of Patti LaBelle concerts. And one thing about Patti don't make you feel like you're not a part of what she does. She has no boundaries in you coming up on her and touching her and knowing that she's a real person. To me, as an artist, no matter at what status you are, you should be able to engage personally with your audience to make them feel comfortable that I'm just like you. Get in their face,
wow,
get in their eyes, and engage contact with them eye to eye as though you're singing that song or rapping that song to them. To make them feel
poetic.
Like
can I comment on that?
Yes, you can.
A lot of times, you know, everybody doesn't have that. They're not relaxed enough to do that. They don't. That's not their personality. Then they want to be performers, and they do like to do music, I'm assuming. But a lot of them don't know how to connect like that. Just like when you hear about certain performers where they do drugs to relax, they say, or drinking, or they're doing certain substance so that they feel like that they got to be able to do this just so that they can perform. So that they can feel like they can connect and
perform.
I'm just saying, I have heard stories now. Well, I mean, we keeping it real, right?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, keep it
there
real.
There are people. I mean, we got to cover it all. And they would say that they had to do this, that, and the other before they actually went out on stage. And so that they can relax. So everybody don't have it, and they have to try to create that personality that they know that they need to be able to win the crowd, you know, to draw them into them. So,
let me jump in and on this one, because you're right. I've seen it. I can say that, you know, there are a lot of people that prepare. And we used to call that those that drink liquid courage,
mm-hmm.
You know. And I'm going to say this to you. You can send it's the mindset, you know. The biggest fear is the fear of what? They never can put their finger on what is making them have this fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can ask them, and they'll go, you know, it's just the way I get. You know, I just want to make sure everything is going to go right. Well, I'm going to say this to you. I used to do my guys totally different. I would go at them as a coach would go at its players, and I would say, hey, it is time to do what you have been waiting to do all of your life. Go do it. Play to the back wall. Move the back wall. Everything in between it will follow. And give them the understanding that, you know, you're big dogs now. You're like every other man or woman that hits the stage. You do the job. And they'd realize, you know, it's just a job. They've rehearsed. They've got it down. They know what they're supposed to do because, like I say, you know, 6 months and of preparation, and you can do a 45-minute show set. You know, but you're going to have to be quality people because that's the limited amount of time. And you're talking about getting on circuits that are paying. You know, whether it's gospel, whether, you know, I mean, once you formulate the package, it's going to take you that preparation time to get a solid 45-minute show that you can give them energy, you can give them and move them. You know, I'm not going to give away this golden point because I've got a son that's going to be turning 21 in October. And after he turns 21, I'm letting him loose. And they've been preparing ever since they've been in middle school, him and a group of guys, musicians. And I holler at them. I talk to them very badly. I tell them they know nothing, and now they know a lot. And all I can say is that what we're telling you young folks in the hip-hop genre is exactly the truth. You know, you'll see it. You know, I've got Poetic here, and he I let him hear tidbits every once in a while, and he tells me, man, you get it copyrighted. You do this, do that, and the other. And then I have to explain to him, that's just a throwaway. We're not ever going to try to sell it. That's something old. And so what you guys, it's not a microwave, as Poetic gave me that phrase some time ago. It's not an instant thing. It takes planning. It takes practice. It takes patience. It takes God. And you have to realize what job you are applying for that you will be doing, calling yourself an entertainer and getting paid. You are there to entertain, move the people, try to break them out in a sweat, make them feel as though they got their money's worth and want them to want more and to tell their friends. Because you had to be there. These guys, I don't know where they came from, but you had to be there. You know, so the whole thing about this music business, if you're going to be an entertainer, an artist, it's a job. And it has many aspects to it besides just having a product that, you know, you're trying to sell. Because the money, yes, there's a limited amount of money, but at some point in time, you're going to have to make that personal appearance. You're going to have to show them what they're curious about, what you're about. You got to be ready. Back to you, Poetic.
He's going to try to toss it to me. Now you know I'm going to toss it to Dominique. Dominique, what's your thoughts?
Wow, that's a tough act to follow. I mean, I definitely co-sign with everything the brother said. To where, as I said, I always tell people, anything is an investment. Anything is going to take skill. When you see some of your favorite artists now performing, they rehearse. They practice for several hours, several times a week. That's how they get to where they get at. And sometimes, what to add the other elephant in the room with the conversation, some of y'all may need to hit the gym, too. If you get real winded after 2 minutes of performing, that's a problem. If you're trying to do an act, then you're
not Dominique, it's not fair to be talking about Poetic. Now, come on. All right, go ahead.
Didn't mean to put anybody on the spot, but I'm just saying, I don't want nobody having no asthma attacks up there or falling off the stage and you're so memorable that they carried you off in a stretcher. But I'm just telling you, that's something you have to work that into your routine to where there's some performers, entertainers, that factor in exercising, aerobics, meditation sometimes, whatever they have to do to really get themselves in the mold. And I know before the break, we was talking about how, yeah, we know most of us not original, how everybody takes their own twist. And how whatever somebody does, like, I'm old, so I'm going back and forth with the Bankhead Mouse. Say, like, everybody do the Bankhead Mouse in their song some kind of way. Either they were doing the dance, did a lyric about Bankhead or even did a shout about the whole movement. And so everybody rode that wave in. This is way before social media back in the 90s. So it kind of got you a little bit more play when you know you was in the Dirty South Southern Club. Got you out there. But if you can't just really, if you can't really just get it around the stage, hire yourself a vocal coach or hire yourself a choreographer. Somebody can really teach you those moves to where you can definitely be ready when you go on those stages. We talk about this all the time on Hip Hop National Radio. If you're not willing to invest in yourself, then your music career is not going to last that long. Well, I see you a year now or 2 years from now, if you're still on the same level, you haven't perfected your craft, then I start questioning how much longer you'll be out there.
You know, hey man, that comes with what you just said. It resonates well with me because it's not just coming from the staff; it's coming from the participants that says, "Hey, you have to invest in your craft." It lets everybody know that this is a business, and if you don't see yourself as a business, then you're lost. It's, don't get me wrong, it is fun activity. It is something that you enjoy as your passion. But at some point in time, you got to realize that you are in a business and you have to conduct yourself accordingly. Agreed?
I definitely agree.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something that the young cats and even the old cats, you have to realize, you know, many people out here, especially those that want to get signed by a label, you got to remember, wherever you do, you always audition for somebody, and you never know who's in the audience.
Okay.
Times when they actually fall to the side, to the wayside, is because they have not committed themselves fully?
I would think that's definitely something that's something to take a look at, because I think a lot of when they do, they haven't committed themselves fully. They haven't not only committed themselves fully as in the sense of, you know, they're not willing to go as what it takes to invest in everything that they have to do to make this thing a possibility so that they can rise and shine from the occasion.
Yeah.
You know, they start seeing it as work and
right.
Too much work instead of looking at it as it's a part of the investment, it's a part of what I have to do, it's the time that I have to put in.
But
and Dominique brought up something very important, talking about, you know, their, you know, them exercising and being long-winded, being able to do some of the performance after one or two songs, you're hearing the exhaustion inside of their song. And don't get me wrong, that don't go over well, and it's not well received in the audience. So part of the preparation before the performance is to make sure that you go ahead and take that walk or take that jog and get yourself in condition, because you know for a fact that you're going to have to hit the stage, and you got to be able to keep up with the performance. Because I need 45 minutes of your performance, as Raw Dog would say. So, don't get me wrong. If I can't get that from you with a good, without the sound of exhaustion, and you going and holding on, leaning against the drum and saying, you got to bore me.
That's terrible.
This is happening, folks.
Well, then that's why this is a game for the young and not the old. You know? I mean, let's tell it like it is.
I mentioned Patti LaBelle for a reason. Patti LaBelle is up in age, but go get to see her perform.
Yeah, but see, guess what? She started when she was young.
No.
But she started when she was young. And so she has kept herself in that performing condition.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know?
I believe
I mean,
that.
Hey, you know what? It's real, because when she was with the Bluebells back in the days, I mean, she was a little skinny thing with big eyes.
Yeah,
you know,
and nose. Yes.
But
give y'all another example. Johnny Gill. You remember his track, Rubber You the Right Way, 1992?
Oh, yeah.
And you saw the video and how that song is such a high-energy song and how he had to really, just shooting that video probably took several hours to really put all those shots he had to do. With
what video was that
track.
I didn't hear?
Yeah, I saw him perform that track real live. And, I mean, yeah, he can still perform that track now. He's gotten older. That song was over 20 years old.
You
now.
Did say Rub Me the Right Way, right?
Yeah, Rub Me the Right
Johnny
Way.
Johnny Gill, right?
Rub You the Right Way is what it's called. Rub You the Right Way. You can look it up on YouTube. And watch that video, and you can probably find a performance of him doing it, too, from back in the day. And find a performance of him doing it now, maybe like 2-3 years ago. I think he was on the tour. He still had that same energy to where he could really keep it going on that stage. Keith Sweat's another guy that can get out there and really rock that stage. He's an older guy to where he could still perform like he performed back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So I
think the key is, like you're saying, to be able to perform like Waldo was saying. You have to keep up. And even with, like you were saying, Poetic, when Patty, every time she performs, she comes with that energy because she has conditioned herself to be able to do that. Because if you continue to work out or do whatever she do, I don't know, you know, actually what's, you know, her method of working out, what she does, but obviously it works for her. And I think that's you know, they have to come up with something for themselves. So they know that they're able to keep it going, you know, to be able to, you know, handle the stage and perform.
Well, I give you an artist, man, up until he died, Bobby Blue Bland. Hey, you know, a blues singer, you know, and he brought you Bobby Blue Bland, you know. But I tell you, a casualty that's still trying to do it is Bobby Brown. Okay, I saw on some show he was preparing to try to come back and do a song, and I saw him get winded. Okay, and so I do understand what you're saying, but I'm gonna tell you something. See, okay, here, I'm not going to give the whole golden point, but let's just say you have talent, and you've been cultivating this all since you were young, okay? Most people that get out into this, they've been doing it like that. If you hooked up for a year and went underground and tried to put a package together, not trying to go perform in clubs, put a package together where you had a show, working with other people and what have you, and you guys, all you did for that year, not trying to make money in the music, but put that package together with that dream of being able to perform in front of people. I'm talking about musicians, dancers, all of that. If you put that year in and you come out with a product and that package, oh, you might have to tour maybe, oh, a year, 2 years, but you have enough money, you could quit. Now, do you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know whose formula that was?
I don't know, but I know as a performer, I'm so passionate about it, to be honest with you. You get on that stage, I like to see you perform for a long time, not just quit.
No, you make enough money, you wouldn't have to. But you know whose formula that was? That was Michael Jackson's formula. What? They were rehearsing him for a year to go out and do concerts, and that was it. That's what they called it.
Can I say something about the Bobby Brown performance? Now, I had went to see New Edition, and they all performing. Most of those boys are pretty much in good shape. But Bobby, and I mean, he was on the stage huffing, puffing, leaning on the other one and everything. And
yeah.
I mean, it became somewhat of a comedy hour.
He needed that money.
But let me tell you, everybody was loving Bobby, even though he was up there, you know, like just basically, we knew he wasn't the same Bobby. You know, without a doubt. But the other ones, they held it up. I mean, they were dancing and everything. Bobby couldn't keep up. But he was on stage, but he couldn't keep up at all.
What does that teach you?
Just what it is. And
No. You know what it teaches you?
Mm-hmm.
It teaches you that Rick James was right. Cocaine is one hell of a drug.
That's what I just said.
You know what I think is a hell of a drug? Is neglecting yourself. Just neglect. Because, I mean, basically, whether he did cocaine or not, without a doubt, on which he did something. But he totally neglected himself to keep up, to do what he needed to do. And the rest of the boys, you could see that they had been taking care of themselves.
He neglected the preparation to do what it takes to do
to keep
his preparation.
Hey. Cocaine is a hell of a drug. They had bathtubs.
Cocaine is a terrible drug. That's
now, when you had as much as he's had, there you go. Because you have to look at the other side of Whitney Houston. Look.
Right.
She was very, very talented. When she came back out, she didn't have the voice.
Right.
And unfortunately, her heart was weak.
Yeah.
Okay, so, look, you know, when we start talking about, you know, and they had made enough money that if cocaine possibly hadn't entered their life, they would have been set for life.
I believe that.
So when we start talking about you can make money in this industry, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose money in this industry if you ain't careful.
But it don't only have to be cocaine that can interfere with that. Just like not having that persevering or just going forward or continue to fight. Like, I mean, it could be other things that can just hold you down. Or
like getting married to a woman in California and she go get a divorce in California and get that alimony.
We got about 4 minutes, guys. Four minutes. I want to take you somewhere, and I want you guys. You tell me, is the importance of the type of your clothing, the attire that you wear, the grooming of the band, the look, do it all plays a part of the preparation in which you do. You come as far as appearance and presentation for the band, that everything is choreographed as far as, you know, coordinated as far as your color.
Mm, no.
Does it matter?
I don't think it matters anymore because I notice everybody's taking on their own style. I notice that they're dressing, showing their own personalities. And at one time, well, we say back in the day, you know, you seen everybody pretty much, you know, they was all in sync with the colors. You know, they were all dressed alike pretty much or, you know. But now it seems like the time we're living in now, everybody, it seems like they're able to express their own self, their own style. And so they're not coming up on the stage looking alike and dressing alike anymore. And I can respect that. I don't feel like they have to. I like it to see the difference.
Love to hear that.
I'm not saying
that
I'm...
I got to be honest. I like what you said. In other words, you leave us with be distinguished. Create your own style. Create your own uniqueness. So Rada, what's your thoughts?
No.
Dominique, what's your thoughts? And John, what's yours? And guys, we're out right after those. Go ahead.
Okay, let me make it short, sweet, and snappy. Hey, on stage, it's a performance. Costume. Understand it. You don't have to be ridiculous. Prince wears one. Nicki Minaj wears one. Beyonce wears one. You know, everybody that I know, when they hit the stage, other than hip-hop artists, forget that this is a show. You know, it's not going to hurt. Humpty did it in digital, whoever
they
were.
What did they wear? I didn't get that. What you said?
They wear a costume. If you just look at any of their, even Prince, think of everything you've seen Prince on stage with. Not walking down the street, but on stage. Costumes. Okay, I got to cut it short because Poetic said we're getting ready to leave this. So, you know.
We are. We ain't going to do what you did, doesn't it? And Dominique. We ain't going too much in overtime. Your thoughts, sir?
Dominique said, let's go overtime.
Right. and we're out. John, give me yours.
Well, like I say, all those things is great ingredients to make a great performer, to perform right, you know what I mean? So it's hard to say, man, really, because it all depends on, is you one person, five person, you know, you got five people on the stage with you or one person on the stage with you, you know what I mean? It's all deal with what you can use to make yourself better, you know, or the group, you know what I mean? It can go either way, but, you know, me, myself, man, you know, like I say, you got to use all those ingredients, man, to develop yourself. Person development, you know, is the key to get your style or whatever you're going to do and stuff like that. So you might need a little bit of all of it. I just leave it at that.
I got to say this. When it comes to me, when it comes to presentation of your band, when you come out to me, I don't think it has to be ostentatious, flashy, and overdone. But I think you have to wear something unique that stands out different than what the audience is wearing.
A costume.
Because, yeah, in a sense, as Rod always say, the costume that makes to bring your professionalism that separates you from the ordinary person that's sitting in that crowd.
But the clothes that you put on, they do become a costume when you become different than everybody else. People have a tendency to check out your clothes and try to get an insight on who you are, you know, in your clothes. So being different, I think that is become a part of where you can kind of observe that person's personality somewhat through their clothes and everything, you know. I think it brings a special touch to it, a uniqueness to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time has come.
No!
The time has come. The time has come.
I can't find it. The board
For
is
real?
Glitching.
Okay.
I can't find it.
All right, guys. He can't find it. We got to go into overtime.
That's all right, fine. Start singing. Do-do-do-do. No. I guess.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, everybody. I want to say thank you to everybody who has participated in tonight's topic and made this another success. And God bless them for the weekend. Y'all stay safe for the holidays.
You
and
too.
Happy Memorial Day. Okay?
Yes.
Yes, God bless.
God bless.
Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. A.T. I'm your host, Dr. A.T. Now let's get this party cracking. First up, Big Moochie with the new hotline club dance called Baka Shuffle.
Hey, I need everybody to report to the dance floor right now for this one here, baby.
Uh-oh, it's Big Moochie, baby.
Big Moochie.
Omen's MC.
Hey,
check this out. I got this new line dance hustle, you hear me? Just going out to all my bikers all across the world. We gon' call this hit a biker shuffle.
Let's go. Now walk into your ride. Now move it on up. Now walk into your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, kick with it. Hop out in. Now kick with it. Step to your right. Now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. Walk into your ride. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk into your left. Now bring it on back. Hop out in, I kick with it. Step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. Do the biker shuffle.
Big booty, baby.
The biker shuffle. Do the biker shuffle. Do the biker shuffle.
Y'all know how we get down, man.
Do the biker shuffle.
Do the biker shuffle.
Do the biker shuffle.
Come on, come on.
Do the biker shuffle.
Okay, okay, y'all, here we go again. Big Mooch had to do it once again. Everybody love the swag and how I do it. Made up a dance for bikers to do it. With a beat, I move my feet to it. Put it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube it. Since I'm a omen, you best believe that I gotta hold it down for all my MCs. Now walk into your ride. Now move it on up, move it on up. Now walk into your left. Now bring it on back, bring it on back. Now kick with it, kick with it. Hop out in, now kick with it. Step to your right, now slide with it. Turn to your left with it. Walk it.
All right now,
come
what
on.
I'm about to do right now.
What you gonna do,
matter of fact, I'm just gonna be quiet and I'm gonna give y'all a little cheat sheet on this dance right here. Hey, y'all know how it go down, man. We gonna see if y'all can do this without me speaking all the way through. Is y'all ready?
Hey,
well let's go. Now walk in.
in your leg. Now kick, kick, hop out in, now kick, step to your right now. Turn to your left, walk into your right. Now move it up, now walk into your left, now bring it on. Now kick, kick, hop out in, now kick, step to your right now. Turn to your left, it's the biker shuffle, it's the biker shuffle,
it's
the biker shuffle. Biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle, do the biker shuffle. Now walk into your right, now move it on up, now walk into your left, now bring it on back, now kick, with it, kick, with it, hop out in, now kick, with it, step to your right, now slide, with it, turn to your left, walk into your right, now move it on up.
And the next song is going to be by Miss Tiffany, Get Money.
Living.
Next on deck, same OG, I Wanna Know.
Tell me what you dream of, girl.
Yo, just tell me what it is that you dream, girl.
Tell me what you dream of,
girl. Rocco Fettuccini.
Same OG.
Yo, G, I got you, homie.
I see you, Rocco.
Fetty Gang official.
Fetty Gang.
We work.
G Music Entertainment.
Yo. Let's go.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it. Tell them about it.
Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolled out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the deck. By Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? For low motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A. With my big sister, and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fine. Class to be exact to the south side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my
my southern house of cow, with me. Plus they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feeling records out of city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask with region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, up the room, the man that you see. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Help you to get to know a little more about me. Help you to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Dungeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now that wanna hug me. Five on the west coast, six on the east coast, 24/7 whenever they wanna love me. Each one of them wish they'd call me. They know they can't, so they call me. Hashtag player, hashtag player. Call me, hashtag player.
I got two up in NY. Like to get high, one red bone, one chocolate, and both of them so fly. Keep them on the lineup, it's all splitting time up. They do whatever I want, these schoolers don't sign up. Well-known player, they all spinning paper. I love them, they leave, I won't say some. Replacing is easy, they say they need me. I get them and whip them, that's pimping, believe me.
Next on deck is Shergy, Lovely Day.
Damn, these gotta be better than that. Yeah, I love you that name. I can't tell,
stunt through your hood and my dough good. Damn it, popping like an outlaw from Rosewood. But the taste town, what you know about that? Y'all be on dick low key. You can be from the hardest hood, take off today, spend that heck of feet. Niggas is crashing, that ain't your friend, that's just Sebastian. Tryna bring you in the trash bin to keep it with his partner has been. Still living past it. Sweat is where get ugly, man. Just face the truth. Don't look the other way, still gonna be love today.
Gonna be in love today. Tell my baby I'll be gone, making money till I'm gone, making love today, now. Never even crossed my mind, it's gonna be a lovely day. Tell my baby I'll be gone, making money till I'm gone, making love today, now. Never even crossed my mind, even crossed, it never even crossed my mind. In the feather, but I'm looking to get higher. Push it on the pressure with the 25 lighter. Feeling so good.
And the next song is going to be by Mike Militia, Feel So Good.
Trying to get the knowledge. The haters wanna see a player block, but they can't.
to be back up on the block with little kids running up like,
what I'm gonna drop?
Feels so good when your phone ringing all day, non-stop.
Non-stop?
Them groupies, they trying to get the line
so
block.
Good.
Them haters wanna see a player block, but they can't stop me from getting guap. And it feels so good.
Dr. AT, ER crew.
Let's go, go, go. Step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Let's go, now they flow. Gotta dance, it's two-step double. We can take it slow, so incredible. Now they flow. You know I'm ready to go, it's two-step double. But I'ma take it slow. Now they flow. We on cruise control. You know it's on my mind. Now they flow. Yeah, that's my date. She got a mean dribble game. She don't rock big shoes, but procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I two-step while I'm sipping with drink. You know I gotta have a dark her cup is pink. Cuban link. She got a bad juice. Now they flow. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. The only dance floor and I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. So that dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. So let's do. Take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Now they flow. Two-step double. I'm so out of control. Like Damon Letterman, yeah, it's my show. Now they flow. Got a bad view. Baby girl, say hi. I wanna see you getting loose, coming out your clothes. I wanna see your booty high, so touch your toes. Now they flow. Let it wiggle. Drop it low. I'm so super cool. Got the flow so super smooth. Get love all night. Now they go. Just do what it do. So I'ma do what I does. Now they about to take the party over another side of the club. Just want some love. Some say I'm a stud. I'm no amateur. I'm all extra. Come on. Come on, sexy, you know I gotta get ya. It's two-step double, now you two-step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do, so let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go, it's two-step double. When they play this in the club, you gotta go, go, go.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Hip Hop.